Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
Why is Andrew Robertson already being written off? By Henry Jackson. In a summer full of possible high-profile signings at Liverpool, the next likely incoming is Hull City's Andrew Robertson. The young left-back is being hotly tipped to seal a move to the Reds at some point in the near future, as Jurgen Klopp continues to fine-tune his squad ahead of next season. If there has been a certain level of hysteria surrounding potential deals for Virgil van Dijk, Naby Keita and other less plausible options this summer, as well as the arrival of Mohamed Salah, the reaction to Robertson joining Liverpool has been lukewarm. Admittedly, he is not someone who will get you so revved up you want to hit town and drink a dangerous number of Jaeger bombs when he signs, but it is laughable to be writing him off before he's even kicked a ball for Liverpool. Klopp has already shown in his relatively short time as Reds boss that he is a highly impressive manager in the transfer market. Last year's summer acquisitions of Sadio Mane, Gini Wijnaldum and Joel Matip were all excellent, while Loris Karius should definitely not be written off just yet. Bringing in Salah is another masterstroke from the German, with more pace, directness and end quality badly needed out wide, and his other main targets are proof that he knows quality when he sees it. So why therefore is Robertson being looked down upon as a poor buy? Without question, there's a huge amount of snobbery in the air, with the 23-year-old about as unfashionable as they come in the modern game. A Scottish full-back playing for a team that's just been relegated to the Championship is not going to appeal to supporters in a day and age where everyone is seemingly an expert on all the major European leagues, with their knowledge of every full-back equivalent to that of a professional scout. Football Manager is a superb game, but it hasn't half been a curse at the same time. Marcelo, David Alaba or Felipe Luis he is not, but Robertson has been highly rated by those close to him for a while now. In a recent interview with This Is Anfield, Hull supporter Joel Melwar described him as technically good, quick and positive in attacking plays with good crossing ability, which ticks many of the boxes required in a Klopp fullback. For all we know, Robertson may come to Liverpool and be a complete flop. There are still a few concerns over the defensive side of his game, but we have to trust Klopp and judge the young Scot when we watch him regularly for the first time. Until now, the vast majority of Liverpool fans will be basing their opinion of Robertson on the odd live game here and there and match of the day highlights. There has been such a meltdown surrounding his likely arrival, with a lack of ambition cited as one of the main reasons for it. Liverpool might spend close to £200 million on Salah, Van Dijk and Keita this summer, so let's nip that one in the bud immediately, shall we? Just because a world-renowned left-back isn't coming in does not make it a bad signing. Given this negativity, you would think that every low-profile purchase in the history of the game had been an unmitigated disaster, but you only have to look at Liverpool to see that relative unknowns can shine. Was a young Alan Hansen the stellar name that he became when he signed from Partick Thistle? No. Were Robertson's fellow fullbacks Steve Nicol and Alan Kennedy star names prior to becoming Reds? Absolutely not. Nobody even knew who Sami Hupia was when he arrived from Willem II, with the Finn just about the perfect example of why players should be given time to impress. See also Jerzy Dudek, Steve Finnan and Vladimir Smitser, among so many others. Liverpool have made a habit of bringing in more exotic foreign names in recent times, and it has backfired. Alberto Moreno being chosen ahead of Ryan Bertrand is the best example, which now looks a huge mistake. Many were distraught to learn of Liverpool's attempts to bring in Bertrand, another average British player, with Moreno the more popular option because he was both at Sevilla and a promising Spanish youngster. Even Moreno's biggest fans, there are quite a few believe it or not, would struggle to deny that the 24-year-old has been a poor signing and that Bertrand would have been the better buy in hindsight. At 23, Robertson is a very good age to come in and work with Klopp, and he can add quality and a more natural width down the left flank than James Milner can. Maybe Milner will remain the first choice. Klopp is impossible to second guess, but Robertson stands a good chance of becoming a key figure over time. He has shone for a struggling team and could thrive alongside more talented individuals. Whether you would have liked to see more of a marquee left-back arrive this summer is now irrelevant, and it is time to get behind Robertson. It looks as though he will become a Liverpool player imminently in what is hopefully the start of a great Anfield career. More interesting players will arrive in the years to come, but have faith in Klopp and his decision to acquire the signature of Robertson. If he was called Andreas Roberto and was plying his trade abroad, supporters would be delighted by his arrival. Given my self-inflicted ban on overly analysing transfers and potential transfers more to the point as opposed to ones that have happened, I'm only just going to weigh in a little bit on this because I do want to say something, and I think that point that Henry makes at the end is quite interesting. The snobbery that has come about in recent years is beyond ridiculous at this point. And it's not just football hipsters. It's not just, shovel-bearded, corduroy-wearing Bundesliga experts that are saying, well, why would you sign Andrew Robertson? I mean, he's a Scottish fullback. It's not just them. It's like everybody's gotten a little bit of this about them now. A little bit of this, again, maybe it is down to the boundless morass of information that people have now constantly at their fingertips and which they can delve into and convince themselves that they are experts on the back of. Maybe it is that. Maybe it's what Henry refers to as the football manager thing. Who knows? Whatever the reason is. I saw that kid play a couple of times last year. Like, I would suggest most people did who are offering opinions. And the player that I saw looked very solid. He looked strong. He looked good going forward, and he looked immeasurably better than any option we had at that time in that game. So, I mean, I really don't understand what the point is. If, of course, we're addressing the really, really key areas in the other parts of the team that we need to address, and it seems we are, or at least we're trying to. I have to say, if Mr. Robertson arrives and starts leaning and stuff around Melwood, then I'll be more than happy to see him join our squad. We don't have half enough Scotsmen. That's when we used to win things, when we had Scots lads and Irish lads in the team. We need to go back to those days, in my opinion. It's a little bit of inverted snobbery for you now. How do you like them apples?
Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.